There we go.
Wait, did I say anything?
Oh my God, have you seen that guy that makes pasta?
No.
That like Italian guy that's like sexy pasta.
No.
Love his accent.
He's like Davide.
Super
like,
sexy so pasta. Bro,
you can be my sous chef anytime. Yes. I'm in. Okay.
We're in,
what
peeps.
Day?
Are we recording?
We are recording. Everything's recording.
I just thought I'd wear Antigone's glasses to get going.
You look
you
sexy.
Look really cool.
Do I suit them?
Can I ask a question? Are those glasses from Love Island?
Yeah, they are.
They are. Because that brand is when you're not allowed to wear branded sunglasses and they give you that.
Yeah, no, but you were allowed to wear your own sunglasses too.
I thought you couldn't wear like any branded hats, no branded like...
Well, yeah, like if it said Gucci really big on the side. But like, one of my best friends has a sunglasses brand called Asteri. And I was like, I want to wear their sunglasses like to promote her. So yeah, so I was just wearing them all the time.
Oh, fair.
But I tried to like weave them in. Like sometimes I'd wear Quaid.
Did you have loads of like plans before going in? Going, okay, I'm going to bring these brands, these little brands I work with. And then I'm going to post
them. I have my own clothing
Well, you had
brand.
Your own...
Yeah.
And what was it again?
It's called Antonia Bronze.
That's it, yeah.
You have your own brand?
I do.
Already?
Yeah.
I did it before I went.
You're in Love Island,
you were smart. You came to Love Island with like a plan.
When I found out I was going, it was already in the pipeline anyway, this clothing brand. And then we just like expedited it because I was like, I might as well wear the bikini walking in.
100%.
Like that bikini that I wore walking in like sold out like within like 12 hours.
Didn't you get all the other girls to wear them as well?
Yeah. But like that wasn't really strategic. It was more like everyone borrows everyone's stuff anyway.
Yeah.
So like,
but
I
you
was
just
like,
gave some of them out.
Yeah. I was like, wear them. Yeah. And at one point I think like in everyone's like VTs, like three of the girls were wearing it.
Love it.
And nice. Then they told me off.
Really?
Like in, yeah. Like,
but it's got no brand. Bikini brands don't
have any brand.
I
know, but they, like, because they have their sponsors and stuff, so they tried to say, you know, they called me into the, what's it called? The Beach Hut.
The Beach Hut.
And they were like,
the
Antigone, you know your brand, AB? And I was like, it's not my brand, it's my friend's brand.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know if that was the thing or, but I don't think it was a problem. And they're like, yeah, can you gather it all and give it to us? Because you can't wear too much of the same thing. And I was like, not really. I was like, I'll give you some of it. But I'm still going to wear some of it.
It's not branded though, so it doesn't really matter.
No, it's not branded. Yeah. But then I think like, obviously, Antonia, my business partner, was like posting it all every day.
Oh, they
so
probably
then
saw
they're,
that.
And they're
like,
there, maybe their sponsors are getting annoyed that it's like, oh, like, you know.
Because they're like, I mean, I know TV brands, I mean, in normally they're quite iffy about endorsements and like putting things out. Like on Chelsea, we can't put anything branded. Like even if I had my hat had a P, they're like, what's that P mean? I'm like, it's just a P. It's
I don't know. You sometimes wear like stuff with graphics on and stuff, right?
Graphics, but it's got no logo on it.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're like, jewelry's good. We can wear jewelry.
Do not disturb because...
Hey, you're
on
our
podcast. You're a popular girl, aren't you?
You're on our podcast. And
no,
you're,
that's what
you're
I'm saying.
Ring it, like,
no, do not, that's what I'm saying.
Do you, can I ask a question? Do you have a PA now?
No, I need one. Does anyone want to do it?
Are you?
I'll need one. Like, I'm not rich enough yet for a PA, but soon I actually really do because like I'm like doing a million things at once all the time, and that's fine. But like, I need to be able to like keep up.
You can get an intern.
Yeah, I know, but then I feel bad. Like, I don't really want to like not pay someone properly.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
What's minimum wage?
I'm not sure.
$6.50 or something like that.
I think it's more than that.
Is it, it's gone up, I think.
Yeah, I think it's
back
gone
in the day,
up.
God, I was paid shit when I was younger.
See, like, I was paid well when I used to teach swimming, and it was like, as far as like younger jobs go, it was like £10 an hour. So I was like, but I had to like get in the swimming pool like first thing in the morning on a Saturday, like normally a little bit. I
mean, you, as a swimming coach, you had to get in and swim.
Yes, but so
mad?
I used to teach, because I'm not a trained swimming coach.
Well, she's a swimming coach,
like,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I know, but like,
you know,
no swimming coach I ever
the kids. So it'd be like, I'm teaching like 3-4 year olds.
Right,
and it's
right.
Basically, when I say teaching them, it's more like stage one, getting them comfortable in the water.
Yeah.
So really it was just like playing with these kids so that they feel comfortable to go
nothing
and blow bubbles and go like this. Do you know what I mean? Until they can take their armbands off and like do this.
Yeah.
So like I had to get in the water. Oh my God.
Well, that's a nice little in for... Welcome to Playtime
podcast.
Thanks for having me. I'm the first ever guest.
You're the first guest.
Yeah. You should feel privileged.
Yeah.
You really should. Well, you were the first ever lead male in my music video.
I was.
So
I came to fame. When you went into Love Island, loads of like things came up. I was like, Mars Majors was with Antigone and all this kind of stuff. And we nearly kissed. Like,
nearly.
No,
I know,
knows.
You were really upset
about Did you kiss then?
No, we didn't. No, I thought we were going to kiss.
Okay. He was really disappointed.
I was like, because there was a scene at the end and it's like, play the clip. And there's a scene at the end where we're like getting really close and both cars are parked up. It looked sick.
And it was very intimate.
Why didn't you kiss? Why?
Well, I was like in a relationship at the time.
Okay. I had no idea. Yeah.
What, so did you like say to your boyfriend, I might kiss Miles?
No, like I was never... That's... I don't think you need to like, in terms of the music video, you can get the level of romance doing all the up close and personal without actually kissing. Yeah. I don't know if I ever would do up like kissing in a music video. Maybe I would if I just like... was single and like really wanted to, but
because most of your songs are like romantic, right? They're about kind of relationships. So surely you're gonna do some like.
Well, I just shot a video kissing. And had like a very beautiful lead male.
Oh really?
But it was never gonna be. What? Hey, yeah. I didn't use you again. Been there, done that.
Damn, that really hurts.
But no, we didn't kiss. It was just more like intimate vibes because I just think it's like getting the narrative across.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out Kwan. He was a great fake boyfriend.
Nice. Okay. In my video. And you didn't kiss in that.
I didn't kiss in that. He's really upset.
If you,
he's
if you kiss,
he's taking a big dent to his ego.
All right. Wow. Okay. Fine.
Miles, if you really want to kiss me, I'll give you a kiss.
Oh. Wait, live on the podcast. Hey. So one of the things like I wanted to talk to you about in the beginning is kind of before the Love Island. Mm-hmm. Who is Antigone? Who was Antigone? Yeah. Who is she now?
Well, I feel like I haven't, like, nothing's changed.
No,
like,
you are exactly
you know,
the same.
You know, I've always been, like, very loud and bit dramatic.
Is that why you're, like, turning your voice down a little bit on this podcast?
Well, I'm, like, in, like, trying to do vocal rest and my, like, vocal coach just said to me that I need to always use my confidential voice.
Okay. Like, is that your confidential
voice? Yeah, I should be speaking like this all the
time. What, to save your voice for the concert?
Save my voice.
Really?
Just in general. Because okay. I'm like this, I talk like this, like ordinarily, and da da da. Yeah, and that's like sprinting. If you think about like an athlete, it's like you're constantly sprinting before you get to the race.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like I'm trying to like, you know, but anyway, sorry, that's not the point. do you know what? Like, I'm just music.
Yeah.
Like, that's just always been my dream, who I am, like, getting my music out there, like, trying to play shows. Yeah, my life is food and music. I think I said that on my first day in Love Island. I was like, yeah, my life just revolves around food and music. And
how's all the music going?
It's going good.
You got your first concert, right?
Yes, yeah, so I got my show on the 15th of November.
Whoop.
So
where can they buy tickets?
I hope it's sold out by now. Just released a single called You Can Have Him. Video's out now as well.
Sick.
Nice.
That was one of our questions.
When's that video out?
We can get to it. Just release the music. Honestly, I've got another single before the end of the year. I've got a project that I'm dropping early
next
year.
What's the new single called?
It's called Long Way Home.
Nice. What's that? Is that another like based off like a romance?
So yes and no. Like I wrote this song. It's one of my favorite songs I've ever written. And I wrote this song 2 days before my breakup.
Okay.
Like, and I didn't know the breakup was going to happen, but when I listened to the song, I'm like...
So you knew?
Yeah, like my subconscious knew. Like, it's the song's about, like, do you guys drive? No, you don't drive.
No, I don't drive. Okay, in the video, it looks like I can drive.
Wait, you can drive.
Do you not have a driving license?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever tried
to drive? Come on.
Yeah, I know. You're
a big man.
Can I just say, thank you. I live in London, I don't need a car. Yeah. I never have. Like, I have driven before, but I just... I haven't got my license yet.
Yeah, fair enough.
Driven like on the PlayStation.
He's definitely but also, failed like also, 7 times.
Yeah. No,
Trying to pass this theory.
No, Ubers, just Ubers everywhere.
Yeah, it's fair.
Just in London. I don't need to like pay all the insurance, all the concession charge, all that. Like, what's the point?
It's true, especially because of where you are. You're really like quite central. Like, if you're gonna pay for a car, insurance, all of that stuff, parking, everything, you're probably cheaper getting Ubers.
Yeah.
Smart work,
you should be able to drive. Come on.
Oh, right. Okay, fine. I'll get it.
You should probably get it done.
The next podcast, I'll have my license.
Well, and you try and get in the zone of if you did drive. And so you drive, so you know this.
I passed first time.
I'm a great driver. And I'm a terrible driver, but we move. Like, so, you know, have you ever been in your car where you're like driving home, it's late at night, and you're just kind of like in your feels for whatever reason, listening to music, and you're just like, you're kind of close to home now, and you're like, I don't really want to go home yet, I'm just going to keep driving. Just like this, just in the bubble of your feelings.
Yeah.
But the kind of metaphor of it is like avoiding a situation. I'm just going to keep driving to like, you know,
put things off.
Yeah, and there's a lyric about like delaying the inevitable, and it's like, I think with me, I kind of knew that I was going to like, this breakup was coming, but I just wasn't really ready for it.
Didn't want to face up to it.
Yeah, so, and I just, it was just such an emotional thing writing this song. And when I listen to it, like it puts me in that place. And it's quite like different from the stuff that like I've been doing that's a bit more like sexy up tempo, whatever. This one's like much more like stripped back kind of.
So it's a bit like, is it something that no one's really seen of you yet? Like a bit more of a different emotion?
Yeah, I mean, I have a song called Never Gonna Love that there's recently been a remix come out. So I've done that, like, you know, some ballady stuff before, but this one is like, it's the first song I ever used a bouzouki on, and it's a ballad, but it's like with trap beat. So it's like a ballad Post Malone could be on. Yeah.
What's that?
It's like my favorite instrument.
I'm more like, I acted like I knew I was like, bouzouki. Yes. Bouzouki.
I'm glad.
Totally
you
know what that is.
It's like that Greek instrument that you've probably seen, like in
little
a Greek
guitar.
Oh, yeah, it's with like the oval. Round back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've played it before.
Have you?
Yeah, I do. My dad has one.
Oh my God.
My dad's a guitarist. He's got all the guitars.
I feel like I really want to meet your dad. He seems
you
really cool.
You guys would. Like, yeah.
Okay, next time he's here, we need to have like a little jam session.
Little jazz session with dad.
Yeah. So it's like, it's an instrument that I use in a lot of my music that's not really been heard over here very much. Mm. So yeah, I mean, that's Long Way Home, and that's just me, man, music.
So you've done music for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Like, I've met your family and your mother, who's like probably your biggest fan.
I know, she's the best.
She's already commented in the question box today about you.
Yeah, what did she say?
We'll see. She's so funny.
Do you feel like it's really not, I wouldn't say rare, but I do feel like people who go into the creative industry, sometimes their parents are a little bit more like, okay, no, you know, go corporate, get a job, get a 9-to-5, get some money, and then, you know, do your thing later.
After.
But you're like, from the get-go, I feel like your family were like, yes, my daughter is a born star. 100%.
Well, do you know what? Like, my mum grew up with very strict Greek parents. Like, my grandparents, when she was growing up, were like hardcore, like, you know, and she could have never gone, you know, they would have been like, she wanted to go into acting when she was young, for example. They're like, acting, only Budane's act. Do you know what I'm saying? Very old, like, you know. So she was a primary school teacher and did beauty and did all sorts of things. And it was only when she was like 30 and married and settled and had kids that she like then pursued TV.
Yeah.
So like, I think for her, she was like never going to limit us from like doing what we want to do. Their thing was always just like, we need to see you grafting. Mm. Like, if I was to ever be like sat back on my laurels, like not pushing for it, they'd be like, go get a 9-to-5 and get on with your life. But they've always like been supportive because I'm putting in the work and like, you know, I think that's like what you want as a parent is to be able to like support your kids' like dreams. But yeah, no, like my mum's the best. So everyone's like, is your mum a manager? I'm like, nah, she's just,
she could be
honorary mumager, like on set, always helping, always there to help me. And like, you know, I'm like, I feel really lucky like to have like such a supportive family.
Yeah,
I feel like it's the same for you though.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like might be a bit different for you as well, because for example, I've always had, my parents are in the creative industry, right? So I've always had that kind of like, okay, if you want to, 100% go for it. And they've always pushed me because they knew like all that kind of corporate lifestyle and it was never going to be me. And my sister was more like the kind of, she went down and got a law degree and all these kind of things. So I was kind of okay with that. I knew where I was going. I feel like you were a bit different because I remember even when we were talking about Love Island, your parents were a little bit more on the back foot, maybe?
They were reserved about you doing
it. For sure. I mean, like, they're definitely, like, more from, like, a corporate, like, background, like, that classic, you know, they come through that. So they're a bit more, like, opposed to it, I guess. Not opposed to it, but, like, a bit more, like, wary of it.
Yeah.
But so supportive once I was, like, committed to it.
When they saw the worm, they're like, that's my
when
son.
They saw the worm,
that's
this
my
is
son.
What we taught him.
Oh, yeah.
Just like we do on Christmas Day.
So was it a big decision for you for Love Island?
Yeah.
Because you kept that one a secret.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it got
so your face
out.
Was
it
like,
got out
wait,
anyway.
What?
I know. yeah, were you shocked?
Yeah, because I was watching it, supporting
for
it, because I knew he was there.
Yeah.
I was like, sick, gonna watch it. And then you came out, and I was like, wait, what? I thought Charlie was coming out first.
I actually knew you were coming on before.
Did you?
Because my, I probably shouldn't say this actually, but my, anyway.
Somebody. Yeah.
Somebody basically showed me when I was like just about to go.
We can bleep their name out. Who is it?
No, don't, because they might get in trouble.
It'll be really obvious who it is.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I found out before, like, and I was like, oh, I recognise her from Mars.
From Mars, because you said to me.
Yeah.
I wondered that. I was because obviously you don't see all the conversations.
No.
I wonder if they're going to know
the link
or anything.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
No, like, I did keep it quiet, but it did get out. Like, I think it was leaked like a week before I went in there. But
really?
Also,
I wasn't meant to know, but I'm going to say this now because I don't really care. We weren't meant to have our phones or anything. And obviously my chaperone was like following her rules. I wasn't allowed. But we had an Amazon Fire Stick in the villa we were staying in. So I would just get up early.
No.
Go and check my shit.
That's the same. That's the same as what we did when we left as well. Because we left at the same time.
And there was
like,
an
oh,
Amazon
you can't have your phones. And Antigone was like, just get up early, girl. Yeah. I was like, all right.
Like, get up early. So that's the secret.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna, now I've probably ruined it for
the I'm going to say, the next guest, they would make sure there's no Amazon Fire Stick.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. I like, so I, because I kind of, people in my area had found out, like, so, and it was actually someone in ITV who had told somebody in my ex's family. It was honestly so random.
Do you think they actually leak it on purpose?
No, I don't. I think, but that's because I know from now after I found out it was someone from the Greek community, in North London, had gone
someone
to
someone that, like,
to
maybe
the
your mum had told about it.
No. Someone from ITV knew my ex's mum. Right.
And they leaked
and
it.
Had told, no, my ex's family didn't. They're lovely. They wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But they'd told a few people, I think, in the area, like friends and da-da-da. They'd got around with the Greek community. I don't know if it's a bit like Chelsea. It's like, you know, something gets out, everyone talks, everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
So I think it got leaked. So I kind of knew people knew. I was like, I wonder if it's going to come out before I did. And then I saw that it did. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, what's everyone thinking?
Oh my God. For you to go on the show, did you kind of have, because look, let's be honest, right? Most people go on the show, I don't feel like their initial thing is like, I want to find love.
Nobody goes on there purely for love. Let's be real. Like, and I don't think that you should go on there if you're not open to meeting somebody. That would be stupid. And it would be wrong in a way as well. Like, you should, like, Molly May is, like, you know, probably the person that's done the best of Love Island ever.
She killed it.
Right, yeah. And she said, I went on there for business and I happened to find the love of my life. So I think most people go on there with that mindset. Everyone I've spoken to who's ever been on the show, you know, obviously, if you just want to meet somebody, it's actually a very intense, like, quite emotionally
draining.
It's probably
the worst way to do it.
Yes. Well, you say that, but some people have really people are married, have kids, like a lot of solid relationships come out because you get to know someone with no distraction. So it does work to meet somebody, but you know, it is also an opportunity.
Yeah.
So, you know, like a lot of people say, Antigone was only in there to push her music, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, of course I was in there to raise my platform and get my music heard. But the reason I didn't meet anybody was because there just wasn't somebody that I clicked with. Like, it wasn't that I was in there and I wasn't trying, or it wasn't like, you know, it's just like, I'm not someone that's going to force it. So it was like, if they'd put in like my husband, then I would have been down to meet him.
Yeah. So out of everyone on the cast, who was your...
Before I went in, when I was like watching it, I was like, oh, like Jay's like really handsome. Like, but then, you know, Jay's so lovely and like, we're like, we get along really well as friends. But then other than like training, we don't have that much in common.
What about my big man, Charlie here?
Well, me and Charlie, I feel like we just like, we're friend zone from the beginning.
We were securely in the friend zone, like from the get go.
We just got along really well as friends.
No. We're just mates. Who do you think out of the couples will stay together now then?
Tasha and Andrew, for sure.
Have you seen a lot of them?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them.
They've moved in together now, haven't they?
Yeah, and they were like solid from in there.
Yeah.
So Tasha and Andrew.
I don't think so.
Why?
Because I've heard some stuff from...
From who?
That relationship.
Oh, really?
What do you mean you've heard some stuff?
I mean, listen, you know what it's like, though. People talk.
Yeah.
And like...
Well, it was from...
Where's this source from?
From a friend. He went out to Taboo and who saw him there. Right. That's why. But I mean, look, my thing is, when you come out of like a show like that and you've got so much exposure and you've got so many people coming up to you, you can't really, anything will look bad.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Anything will look bad.
You get caught in a club like talking to somebody, whatever. But from what I've seen, I think Tash and Andrew are super solid. I think India and Dami are like really, really solid. Mm. And do you know what? Like,
Ekin's thing. You've obviously spent quite a lot of time with Paige as well.
Yeah.
What's the situation there?
I don't want to talk on business. Yeah. So I'll like, I don't know what's like, you know, but Paige is a sick girl. So she'll be, you know, she'll find a few.
Yeah, I rate her. She's,
she's epic.
She's so sick. I literally love her.
And she's gone back to work, which I find epic.
No, she's great. And I went to Ekin's Polly launch the other week, and like, her and Davide were like mad cute, like they were like dancing and just like, you know, both getting everyone drunk. So like, do you know what? Who knows? Like, I think a lot of the couples are in for a good chance. Like,
It's hard because I feel like you have so much pressure coming out of that show to make it work.
Yeah,
because it's based around love, right? It's based on like, oh god, the winning couple, especially Davide and Ekin-Su, like. Yeah. Look at them. There was like loads of rumors of the taxi and all that kind of stuff. And you're like,
which is obviously like complete
just
chat.
Getting into a taxi.
It's just one of those things that the media pick up on, and it's just like, come on, like if he's not gonna do that. Like,
no, exactly. If he's gonna be a bit more subtle than that, if there's something to find.
Well, I hope so. I mean,
well, but yeah. So yeah, in a way, it's quite nice not having that pressure of like, having to be with somebody. It's quite nice to just leave as an individual.
But also, like, it's if you came out in a couple, it's probably makes everything amazing also.
Yeah, do you know it's what true.
I mean, I guess there's pressure, but there's also, like, you know, you're in this, like, mad environment where you're just...
And you're sharing that with somebody.
Everything is coming to you.
Yeah, Jeremy, you know must I mean? Be nice. But you're living your best single life, Charlie.
Well, I mean, like...
Yeah, oh, he is.
He's absolutely loving it.
Oh, well, how about your single life? How's it going?
I'm not even joking. It is... My love life is so dry.
Are you not dating?
Genuinely, I have not been on a date since Love Island.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I have not been on a date since Love Island.
Why are you, like, do you want me to set you
two,
up?
Two seconds. You're literally talking over there.
Do you,
I'm scared that he's not picked anything.
Do you still need me to wingman you now we're at the villa?
Yeah, you meant, like, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, with set me up someone cute.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your type? Road like, if you had to type on paper.
Stop it.
is it a road man?
No,
well, that's what she told me in the villa.
No, I didn't. I said, I like a guy. No, I
No.
Bad boy.
Stop it.
You want a bad boy.
I said to Charlie, I was like, I like a guy who's like, okay, my main criteria, like if I was going to say just looks type wise, is tall, just taller than me. Because like, I'm like, you know, I'm athletic, I train, I need a guy that's going to make me look like cute and small, do you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's one thing.
Okay.
Other than that,
one.
Genuinely, I don't have like, you know, a particular like, look that I just fancy, like whether it's like some girls are like, yeah, I only date white guys, or I only date black guys, or I only date like dark hair and whatever. I don't have a looks type. Like for me, if I meet somebody, it's just whether I'm attracted to them straight away or not, and like the vibe thing. And then I just said, you know, I just like somebody that's got like a bit of rhythm, a bit of vibes. And then he jumps a roadmap.
Sorry,
no.
Just a rhythm, little, what? You a talk to a guy, you're like, yeah. So you're fit.
No, I just no like. Just if I see a guy like vibing, he just needs to have a bit of rhythm.
Wait, no, but go into that. What do you mean by rhythm? He knows how to dance.
Rhythm in what department?
You better dance to my songs.
What sort of rhythm are we talking about?
Every department, mate. I just mean...
Make sure.
Like, yeah. No, I just mean... There's just an equality where someone's just got a certain energy and a vibe, and like that's something that I'm attracted to. Someone's that like who's like really charismatic, and also someone who's just like really secure in themselves, because especially like as an artist, I'm like, my job is like, I go into a studio with producers or writers, often male, and spend the day with them by myself, and there is nothing even romantic about that. But somebody who's like a little bit insecure about like them, like, or overly jealous or whatever, is not going to be good with that as a lifestyle. So I just need somebody that's just like supportive and good and confident in themselves.
Yeah, someone that wants the best for you.
Would you prefer to date someone who's in the limelight like you, or someone who's completely different?
Do you know what, I think dating somebody else in the limelight would probably like be, when you've got like such a the way my schedule is, it's so random. If I was dating somebody that also has that kind of schedule, I think it'd be really hard.
Yeah.
And also like just managing that. Like, I think I'd like to be somebody who understands it. So like maybe somebody in the industry, a behind the scenes person in the industry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But again, like, I wouldn't not date somebody in the limelight.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be like, I only want to date someone in the limelight. I don't really care. It's just about the person. I think it's, you know, when people say types, a lot of people have their type, and then when you see who they actually end up dating, it's not that, because more time, what you think is attractive on a face value is not the vibe when you meet somebody.
Well,
like,
I'm my type, I kind of date, I always date the same type.
Do you always
date,
what's your type?
I think my type, it's clearly going wrong for me, because I go for the same type of girl. Wait,
I know what your type is,
single.
I'm going to guess.
Go.
Like small, petite, brunette.
That's what I go for. But like,
that's quite broad though, isn't it? Like, there's loads of petite brunettes.
The reason
it's
why,
not like every petite brunette is like a red flag.
No, but I think the reason why, and I don't know if it's the same for you, maybe, because you may say that you don't have a type, but you probably go for a type of guy because of your first relationships kind of mold you.
Yeah.
So like my first relationship, my first serious relationship was a petite brunette.
Right.
So when, every time I'm kind of naturally attracted to someone
this might sound a bit weird, but they say that...
They say,
naturally you're attracted to someone that looks like your mum.
Yep, my mum's blonde.
Oh.
Right.
My mum's blonde and green.
This is where you're going wrong. You need to take blondes.
But that, yeah, so yeah. I know about that, right?
Yeah.
And it freaks me out. And ever since I've known about, like, you go for someone like Mark, I'm like, no.
I'm
not going for blonde.
I don't know if it's the same for girls. Like, do you reckon you go for
the dad? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know, because I've only been in one long relationship, and then like all the guys I've like dated since have been very different from each other.
Yeah.
Like, there's not been. This is what I mean. Like, after the pod, I'll show you like a couple of guys I dated, and you'll be like, "Okay, they're all really
so
different."
How long have you been single for now?
Like, coming up to 2 years. I literally broke up with my ex like 3 weeks after we shot that video.
Really?
So then my director was fuming. He was like, "You couldn't have been single 3 weeks
ago." I love
like,
that.
I didn't know it was coming. But yeah, so coming up to 2 years.
Do you get loads of guys hitting on you, like wanting to go on dates? Like
not real contenders. Like, yeah, there's guys in my DMs. No, there's guys in my DMs, but like in terms genuinely, like I've not met somebody for ages that I've been like, oh, like I'm really into.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay. Yeah.
What is the most famous DM slide you've ever had?
I'm not telling you.
Can you show us? We just react. We won't say a thing. Can you show us a cheeky DM slide from someone that's quite?
It's somebody that I'm like friends with.
Or you can say it, and you can just we'll bleep it.
We'll bleep everything out. You won't hear it.
You won't.
Promise we're not those people. Not fuck you over.
Like you trust me.
Well, you guys, I'll just show you.
Okay.
I know one of your stories that you've told me. But I won't.
I know one of your stories as well. We'll bleep this out. But yeah, you told me that as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow. That is, you know what?
That's big.
In terms of like having a DM slide.
You need to not, you have to blur the mouth. And
yeah, 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 no, yeah. I'll do everything.
My famous DM slide was, this will better bleeped out as well, is.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Not bad for you.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a very weird
that
one.
That was an interesting one.
Yeah.
I've had a guy.
Who's your biggest person you've had in your DMs?
I don't know, actually. I don't think I've had like huge celebs. I've had a lot of TV celebs.
Right.
So I've had the biggest one I would say is probably
why are we such a hit with the men?
Yeah, I know.
It's mad. To be fair, I've got a story to tell you.
I've had some like girls hitting on me as well.
Have you?
Yeah, like some. Fair. Yeah.
Mm.
That's always nice to know you're appealing to every sex.
Yeah.
Exactly.
100%. I'm flattered, but you almost have to kind of like. I remember I got the slide. I got the DM and I didn't know how to react. Cause I was like, I still want to talk to you because like I rate
you're really
you.
Cool.
You're really cool. Yeah. But how do I like? And he said something to like react to my story, and then I went ha ha ha.
Well, maybe he wasn't hitting on you.
Great.
What was the message then?
It was just an aubergine.
It was a reaction to one of my stories, and then
like. Does that mean he was hitting
it was
on
a
you?
Reaction to one of your thirst traps.
Yeah,
you're
I was
like,
gonna say,
you're like the king of thirst traps. Yeah, like, yeah. Every day,
I will take that crown.
Every day without fail, there is like.
Actually, recently there hasn't been because.
Mate, there was one you posted recently where you stood there like this.
Yeah, I feel like you've toned it down.
With your boxers, and you've just got like your literally you've got like Y fronts on.
Oh, I'm juggling with oranges.
Yeah, mate.
But I wasn't doing this. I wasn't like, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you are. Let's get it out.
No, I'm not.
And you know what? I feel like you would.
I would, 100%. There is a picture of that, but I haven't posted it yet.
You know what you're doing, mate.
But I'm planning to release a calendar.
OnlyFans? Are you?
No. I am doing OnlyFans.
Oh my God. Like, no, this calendar. Guy was DMing me and he was really cute. And then I realized he was an OnlyFans guy. And I was
so
like, oh, no.
Actually, that's
no
a good way. Question. Like, would you, I spoke about this yesterday on a friend's podcast, and we're talking about OnlyFans. I highly respect it. Like, I've got
so
friends
do
it.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
but
but I wouldn't do it personally.
Also, would you date someone?
Also, just to jump in, OnlyFans isn't only like nudity and sex.
I know, but
we're
talking about that.
Yeah, but also, I think OnlyFans has a name, regardless of because there's loads of fitness people who have fitness accounts.
Yeah,
You still have the name, right?
Yeah, and it still says OnlyFans in your bio. It gives a certain way. But like, you know, I rate it as well. Like,
would you date anyone who does OnlyFans though?
Probably not. I just find it a little bit like. Just cringy.
So,
like, do I mean,
because some girls make an absolute killing on that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Hey, listen, I respect it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do
yeah.
your thing. If that's
you know,
your
it's
thing.
Like a. People always think, oh my God, you just take news of yourself. Like, it's a whole process. I know a friend who does it, and like, she's exhausted, and most of the time doesn't gain any pleasure out of doing it. She's doing things on set. It's like a porn star almost. Yeah. Like, most porn stars don't get pleasure out of it.
Well, I guess it's kind of putting the power in the girl's hands because she doesn't actually have to like fuck people. But like,
would you? Actually, I'll give you a scenario. You go on a date with a guy, lovely dude, epic, you know, you go maybe on a second or third, you really fancy him, he's an amazing kisser. All of these things, he's all tall, he's hench, you're like, man, he's a bit of a road man. You're like, this is me, okay? And then on the fourth day, you know, you're a little bit like, why has he told me like what he does for work, right? And then he says, yeah, I'm on OnlyFans. How, what do you do? He's a road man though, so remember.
Stop it, sir. My type is not roadman, like Charlie. Yeah. Stop this like, right now.
You're like so happy with that.
I only want to date people with like respectable like jobs, thank you.
Okay.
Which brings us on to this.
I was gonna say.
I don't know, it depends what he's doing. I think I'd have to like see some of the content.
Mm. And like, well, so what?
No, I don't mean to like judge his package.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna step together, yeah. But let me just look at your.
No, I just mean like I'd have to just see if it was like a certain level that doesn't cross the line.
Okay,
for me
what's the line?
Yeah.
I just feel like if he's doing full on porn, like that is like, just not like gonna be the father of
no,
my
no, no.
child.
So he's not doing full on porn. It's only. On himself, so it's like
no, but still, like no, like that's like what am I gonna tell my? It's just not. It's just not my.
I think if it's like
I couldn't do.
I don't know. I'm speaking for you, but I guess like as long as he's not got his dick out, basically.
Yeah, that's that maybe, but then it would still be a really big like. Oh, I don't know if I want to date this guy. It would have to be that like. Oh my god, he ticks like every box.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
every box. Quite amazing. Everything about him.
I don't know, but like. I don't think so.
Yeah.
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 I'm the same. And I think.
You wouldn't date an OnlyFans girl?
No.
No.
No, I wouldn't. I know it sounds like you would. But like, the reason why I wouldn't, and I've spoken about this before, is more the fact, not about actually you being on OnlyFans and like, do your thing, that's fine. It's more, I know for a fact, when I date someone, at the end of the day, my body is yours, your body is mine.
Yeah.
And that is it. And I don't want anyone jerking off to that.
Yes,
I like, and I just don't want, and it's not about what OnlyFans means. So, it's like, it's more the fact that if I've got a girlfriend, I don't want guys in the street going, wait, that's her. You know,
yeah,
I don't want that.
Yeah,
I don't want
enough.
That.
So would you stop like your thirst trapping on Instagram if you were getting a relationship?
So can I just say?
He's never going to stop that.
Nah, the thirst trapping. Also, but then it's, okay.
Well, no, you didn't answer.
Okay, yeah, I'm bringing it back. Yeah. It's the same as girls who show a bit more skin, their bikinis. Yeah. Because I'm sorry, but like a lot of pictures at the moment, our generation, is women and men showing as much skin as possible
to
get the likes and the followers.
I don't think you should change what somebody's doing if you get in a relationship. Like I've always been like, say you start dating a girl and she like posts bikini pics, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, nothing that explicit, whatever, but that's what she does. Then you can't then get in a relationship like, I don't want you to post bikini pics anymore.
Nah,
it's like,
that's
no,
controlling.
You do what you do. Like, whereas say for example, you're in a relationship with somebody who never did, and then all of a sudden they're doing it, then maybe you have a conversation because you're like, okay, this isn't what I signed up for.
Ask a question though. Do you think it would be, do you think the next time, if you're in a serious relationship, and it's, you know, year, 2 years in, do you feel like you would be more conscious of what you post? Because I feel like everyone, and I think you'd be, you know, you'd be lying if you say no, you know, I post exactly the same thing. I reckon when you're single, you do post slightly different things rather than what you'd be in a relationship.
I think,
I think on my main feed, I just think I've always posted pretty much the same level throughout my whole relationship and now.
Yeah.
Maybe like there's a few more like little like stories sometimes that, you know what I mean?
You know
like,
what you're doing.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I've seen them.
It's like, hey,
it's worked.
I feel like, you know, sometimes you post a little thirst trap, see if the right person pops up.
Je sais quoi.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And it's always really satisfying.
Buy my single.
When you're chatting to somebody and you're like, you post something and then they pop up and you're like, yes.
Yep.
Like work like a charm.
Yeah.
But like, okay. So maybe like, you know, there's little, like certain things that like adjust. But I think on the whole, I think my content is quite consistent. Like I am who I am. I'm like, if I date somebody, I'd just be like, yeah, cool. Like, be good with that. And also, it's like, don't worry about it. I'm loyal.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
It's good. No.
I think the line is when you're in a relationship and you see like guys or girls like just liking single guys or girls.
See, I don't really think that's a problem either.
Well, like, no, but what if it's like a really bait first trap?
So
first trap.
I think if it's somebody that they're friends with, that they already follow, and they're like, I like everything.
Yeah, no.
Because
no,
I'm
no.
not trying to mess up no one's algorithm.
I'm the same.
So if I follow somebody, I'll like every single picture on my feed if I see it. I really do. So, you know, I wouldn't.
What if you've had history with that person?
That's what I was going to say. So it's either if you've got history with somebody, but then again, it still depends. Because if it was ages ago and you guys are friends now, maybe no, but I think say it's like a random like really hot girl in a bikini and I see my man like liking it, doesn't even follow her, I'd be like, why are you doing that?
The reason I say that is because, like, I see some of my friends who are, I'm not going to bait them, but like, who might be in a relationship, and then they're like liking these single girls' photos, which is kind of like obvious.
I think that's,
do you know what I mean? They don't really know them, but it's kind of like,
it's not even they don't really know them.
They don't know them.
They're just some girl they followed on Instagram when they were single, and they're just like, oh, she looks fit.
I think that's the difference. I think if it's people you know and you're friends with and whatever,
Fine. Like, I think it'd be weird because I know some girlfriends are a little bit weird about it. Like, if you have a girl mate and she's in a bikini picture, but she's one of your close friends, you're like liking it. That's like just a friend. But when you've got, like, and we know a lot of guys who are in relationships who are liking a lot of pictures, it's like, what are you doing? What's the point, man?
Mm. Yeah. You know, when we're talking about this, it's just sometimes I think, oh, it's nice being single with so much peace.
Hell yeah.
Like, as in, like,
I said, do you not miss the snuggles?
Miles. I miss the snuggles. Oh my God. So much. You've touched a nerve. No, genuinely, like, I literally was talking to my best friend about this the other day. I was like, I was used to being cuddled every single night for like 9 years. Like, that was like part of my routine. Like, this being loved on.
Let's go there, because I forgot that you in a 9 year relationship. Yeah.
That's
I don't think a lot of people know that. 9 years.
Wait, so when did you get together with him?
When I was 15. Yeah.
That's so young. That's your child sweetheart.
Yeah, that for real. So it was like, I was like consistently getting like cuddles every night, consistently getting loved on and like a little kiss on the cheek and all of that stuff. And like, that stuff is like...
You want a relationship so badly. No, you're the way you're talking about it. You're like, the kisses, the snuggles.
No, this is my problem. I don't really want a relationship right now.
Yeah.
But I just want a little bit of that.
I feel
I don't really know what I want, but I just want a little bit of something.
Maybe something a bit more like casual.
Yeah, but like consistently casual. I do think like that can be possible, but you just have to like
so almost like
friends with benefits.
Yeah, friends with benefits, that sort of
stuff. Does that work?
I think that it can work. I've never had a situation where it has worked.
Have you had scenarios where it's been that set up?
Yeah, I've had a situation where that...
And if you have, what's happened?
I had a situation where we were kind of trying that, and then... And I was actually good with it, but it was almost like he couldn't get his head around the fact that I was good with it, and he was like constantly waiting for me to like bug out.
Really?
Like, it felt almost like, you want me to act a certain way so you can be like, see, you want a relationship. And I was like, no, I actually don't want a relationship right now.
Yeah, but that also means if friends with benefits, if you're so chill, because I've been in situations where normally there's always someone who gets feelings, attached, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're so chill, you're clearly not into them that much.
But the thing is, it's weird because I was, but I was just down for the situation. But there was like, there would need to be certain like, ground rules.
Yeah.
I think we've spoken about this before, Miles and I. I think if you sort of like set it out in stone how it's going to be going forward from the start, it's fine.
Yeah.
But like you say, I think there's always one person that's going to get like a bit more attached, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's just a matter of time, isn't it?
I think it can work. Like you said, you set the kind of like ground rules from the beginning and both parties are open and honest about it. So if it does get to a thing where it's like, okay, say we're doing a thing and we're like, cool, it's just like a nice vibe. Mm. But then, you know, 2 months in, you're starting to feel like I've got feelings for you. Then you just got to be transparent and be like, okay, it's changed for me. I'm feeling the way. And at that point, you can be like, okay, yeah, me too. Let's do it. Or, okay, but it hasn't changed for me, but I still really like respect you as a person. So let's just call this. So I think as long as like you can both be like respectful and like, but I think more time it's like, somebody ends up disrespecting somebody else.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. But I don't know if it can work. I think like it'd be interesting to see if it could work.
It's
but
never worked for me.
But what are you like as a friend of benefits? Because I feel like
that is so super judgy. What are you like? I'm a saint, babe. I'm a lovely man. No, I'm too brutally honest, and that's my issue.
That's the way to be, though. Like, but completely honest.
But
like,
it doesn't work.
That's how it does work.
I think it can work. It just depends if you can handle it.
No. It's more the girls that you're in that scenario with are starting to like you.
That's the thing. So my last friends of benefits got to the point where she... Okay, like the way I see friends with benefits, it's like, okay, you have a bit of fun, you can chill together, but that's about it. You're not going to go to restaurants together, you're not dating.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. Enough. That's not for me. Like,
what about if it's the point is it's a friend?
Yeah, it's a friend.
Yeah, so would you not go to eat with your friend?
Yeah,
like, because I'm just on a platonic, like, let's go get a Nando's after the gym or whatever. Like,
yeah,
it's just more like we're not.
So okay, so my last friend's birthday was not like that at all.
Fine,
so,
yeah. So it was straight up booty call.
Yeah, but it was like it was more like, look, I had said to her, right now I do not want to be in a relationship. She was like, same. She had just come out of a relationship.
Yeah.
I was just like, look, I'm focusing on my career, my TV stuff, and it's too complicated for me with Chelsea. Let's just have this. We can have fun. We can chill. She's a cool girl. There's no issues there. I'll always be respectful of her. I would always make her feel comfortable. Never like, it's not like, oh, I'll call you up. Let's fuck. It was, we can chat. We can have conversations. Yeah, yeah. It'd be nice. But it got to the point where she was then messaging me these essays about certain things, about my friends. And it felt like I had a girlfriend.
Who is this out of interest?
You know, I don't know if you ever met her.
Okay.
Anyway,
sorry, carry on.
And she, to the point where what annoyed me is that I had to be even more savage. And I had to block her. I had to do everything. Because she was going to my friends and being aggy to them to, like, tempt all the time.
So
And one another thing, she would go up to my mates and go, this is why I blocked her also. She went up to, like, oh, I wish I never got with Mars because, you know, now I'd rather definitely get with you instead. And that's my best mate. And he's obviously going to call me, like, this girl that you're, you know, hooking up with is fucking saying all these things.
Sounds like she's trying to get to you.
She wants attention, right? Yeah, she wants the attention.
Yeah. But that it was obviously just a situation where both people weren't on the same page. I mean, listen, I don't know if it can work, but I have had friends who have had situations that have worked. But it comes down to respect. It comes down to, like, it doesn't feel like someone's calling them on a booty call in a disrespectful vibe. It's more like that these two people respect each other, but they're actually friends.
Yeah.
So like they'd go get food and it would be a vibe and it would be chilled. But it was just like, you're not going to get aired. Yeah. You're not going to be rude. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah, I agree. I think it only ever works if you do it in a situation where you are almost dating, but you're both transparent to the fact you don't want to be in a relationship.
I guess it's kind of, then I guess it would feel a bit like an open relationship vibe.
Friends and benefits, it starts really fun for the first month, like epic, hanging out, having sex all the time. But then it gets to a point where you're like, what are we doing? Because essentially, you're hanging out with someone that you really like. You get along so you can hang out without the sex.
Yeah.
But also, you're having amazing sex with them because you are sexually attracted to them. So this is weird because I'm backtracking now because I used to say friends and benefits works. But now I'm thinking it probably doesn't work because friends and benefits is a short-term
thing.
But
is that what it's meant to be?
Yeah, true.
Or can it be? But I guess I feel like it just depends on the vibe of the person and the situation, because I've known people that have had like long friends and benefits things where they might not see each other for ages, but then, oh, the dots align, we're in the same place. Yeah. It's like, you know. But I guess it depends on the... It depends on both the people and the feelings and everything.
I've got a question about...
It's got to be super communicative, though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's it. Like,
do you know what? Recently, I had something that was actually really sweet. So I was going to go on a date with this guy. Met him a while ago.
Mm.
And, we'd had a little kiss before. Like, that was it. It was nothing that deep. And I was like, I don't really know if it's a vibe here, but he's cute and let's see. And then he was like, let's go on a date. But we had to like schedule a date for like a month in advance because my schedule would be moving mad. So anyway, then the date was actually meant to be this Friday.
Oh, no way.
No way.
And then he cancelled.
Oh.
But he sent me a message that was like so refreshing because it should be the norm. But I feel like, especially in this generation, guys don't communicate like this. Mm. He basically sent me like a paragraph and it basically said like, hey, listen, I don't really know what to do about next week because I think you're a sick girl and I was actually really looking forward to going on a date. But there's someone that I've been dating on and off and we've like, in the last couple of weeks, decided to go exclusive. And he's like, you know, and he's like, I don't want to like do that and like be dishonest to either person. And he's like, I hope you're not like mad at me or anything like that. And I was like, and honestly, like I wasn't really that bothered about the date. Like I was a bit like, oh, I'd go and I think it'll be fun, but we'll see. I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm very excited.
Yeah, yeah.
But it could have been a thing.
Yeah.
But when I saw that, I was like, oh, he's a keeper. Now I'm disappointed. But on a real one, I was like, I wasn't bothered about it. And I literally replied and I was like, you know what? This is so refreshing. I was like, I really, really appreciate it.
I think a lot
respect it. And I think so many people would like cower away at the idea of like sending a message like that and think, all right, it's not that deep. We haven't been on a date yet. I'll just make an excuse. And it's like,
yeah.
Do you know how nice that like yeah. is yeah. to just be real? And that's what I'm like, because I'm really like over communicator.
I think guys are more scared of the reaction because yeah. guys don't know. Because it's really refreshing to hear you say that though. Because as guys, I know, I don't know if I can speak for Charlie, but sometimes you're like, oh, I don't want to disappoint them. I it's better to lie because I don't want them to feel like I don't fancy them. Why?
Yeah.
Because some girls can take it to heart.
But the thing is, like, I genuinely believe that you should just do the right thing. And yeah. if somebody receives that wrong, then that's on them. Mm. But like, because I've had a situation before where I was chatting to someone for a bit and then for whatever reason, he just went quiet. Mm. And I'm not the kind of person to just like, because it's not that I'm like, I wasn't even that bothered about it, but I was like, we're cool. So I actually shouted him, which is like against my ego and everything. I said to him, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then he was like, kind of explaining it. And I said, so why didn't you just tell me that? Yeah. Like, and it was like, because I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my God, like, no. Da, da, da. It was like, it's not that deep, but we're cool. Yeah, so why don't you just say to me.
Can I give you the answer to that?
Yeah.
As a guy, and this is really, really bad. I'm out of our secrets. A guy also sometimes will never really fully tell the truth or reject or end something. Because they always think, okay, if I can pick this up later, I can.
But you've actually just made the point even stronger. What I'm saying, if you want the chance of picking it up later, respect me. This guy now, yeah. if he hits me up in a few months and is like, hey, listen, it didn't work out with this guy, do you want to go for a drink? I'll be like, yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
whereas
yeah.
if a guy is like, just gone a bit quiet and like, or ignored me or like just moved disrespectfully, then I'm like, fuck you.
Not all girls are like that though. I think what Miles is saying is definitely true. Like a lot of guys do that.
Most girls I know would rather the honesty.
And that, yeah, I know. I completely agree. But I also think that a lot of guys in that situation might have just gone on the date anyway, even though they were seeing someone else.
Well, exactly. And that, he even said that in the
thing. That's like fair play to him.
No, for sure. But I genuinely just think if you do the right thing and you do the honest thing and that person then gets annoyed, then that's when you can then ghost, because you can be like, I've done the right thing.
But don't
start with the being disrespectful or just going quiet, because very few people, if you actually are just respectful and are like, this is how I feel, if they then blow up at you, that's on them, but your conscience can be clear. But for me, I just think if we're both like human beings and we're both like cool and there's no disrespect here, then just move like that. Like you don't need to. I've been in situations where like I've been on dates with somebody, and to be honest, it's only been like a really thing. I could just probably just go quiet, but I'll just always just take the effort to just. It's a bit awkward, and it feels a bit. And I have had a situation actually where I said to a guy, I was like, "Hey, it just wasn't really there for me." Like you know, then he was like arguing with me about it.
It's so much better to do that than ghost people. Like like I've been ghosted before. You must be like everyone's been ghosted. That's horrible, right? And it's so out of order. Like especially when you've like taken the time to go on like a date with someone and like, do you know what I mean? Like you know them at that stage. So it's so out to ghost people, but.
This generation has normalised it.
Have you ever ghosted anyone?
No,
have
I
you?
Haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can I just say,
No, to be fair.
Like,
to,
I no, have.
To be fair, I have done it, but like, it's not something I'm proud of. And like,
yeah, of course.
I think,
done it out of interest?
Immaturity.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like literally because I'll tell you the truth. Like if I was going to ghost someone back then, it was like, I just didn't care about the situation enough. Yeah. And I didn't care about the person's feelings enough.
Yeah.
Because I was young and I was an idiot.
Yeah.
Whereas now, would
you do it again? Would you?
Okay. If I'm into someone now and...
No, but I'm talking about if you're not into someone. You've gone on a date and you're not really feeling it. But then, you know...
I don't know why you're laughing. Because I haven't ghosted anyone. I don't know. Why are you laughing? Who have I ghosted?
I just feel like...
Yeah, I'm lying.
Not to bait you, but I feel like you do ghost people.
We
can cut this out.
No. I'll talk about it. I've ghosted people that I've hooked up on a one night stand. Yes.
Okay.
Fine.
Never gone on a date.
But why? Okay. Just out of interest. Because the thing is, like,
Told him on the night. I don't know why you're laughing. Like,
go on.
On a night out, if I hook up with someone, and I think you've done exactly the same, if you hook up with someone on a night out,
don't bring me into your category.
You're trying to like make me seem like a weirdo.
This is so funny.
But if I go on a night out and I hook up with someone, I have no issue. No, I never talk to that person ever again because. First of all, it's one I stand.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, when I hook up with them, I say out is, I always do. I'm like, look, we're having fun and that's it. And I've kind of already kind of limited it. That's it. There's no aftermath there. I don't need your number. I don't need to contact you. Yeah. That's in that sense I have.
If you're being honest, that's not ghosting. Yeah. Because you've said it.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only...
Also, that's very different to a date, I think. Yeah. If you're just going out and like having fun or whatever. But Yeah, on a date, ghosting is real bad. Like, so do you think you should always be like, say it exactly how it is, or you should be like, look, I'm not in a place to...
I think...
Because I'm not going to lie, like, a lot of the time when I do go on a date and I'm not feeling it, I rather than saying, like, oh, I'm not feeling it with you, I kind of put it on myself and I'm like, oh, I'm not in a place to, like, date people right now.
I mean, that's fine as well, because you're just still giving somebody something. You don't need to be like, basically, I just met up with you, I didn't really fancy you. Like, you don't need to say that.
That's harsh, yeah.
Like, the way that I've put it before, when somebody's, like, followed up with me, I think if you go on a first date with somebody... Yeah. And then it's just like you both felt that the vibe wasn't there. Sometimes you don't always need that conversation, but I'm talking like it's been a couple of dates or whatever it is. Mm. Like what I've said before to like guys like, hey, listen, like I had a really nice time, but it's just felt like more of a friend's vibe to me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just put that it hurts. Like that.
Yeah, it does.
But
when you fancy a girl,
have you ever been like quite far down the line, like a couple of dates down the line, and then you have been like sort of like the guy's been like, oh, think we should just be friends.
Ooh. No, I actually haven't had that.
I've had that before.
Have you?
Yeah. No, with one person.
Only one?
Well, multiple. Everyone. No. But that's pretty. Yeah. That's a pretty hard one.
But
to
would
take.
You not rather that like somebody said that than they just ignored you?
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's so out of order. Like it's just and it just is. It just shows that you're just disrespectful as a person.
Yeah.
It's also so immature to do that.
So like. Immature, and it's somebody's time. And somebody's like, you know, and if somebody has feelings for you, like have respect for that, even if you don't have feelings for them. Mm. Like, listen, if you then, I've like spoken to guy friends who have like said to a girl, listen, I just see you as a friend or like, well, it's just not really working out, whatever reason. And then the girl doesn't let off and she's constantly messaging, calling. At that point, you can ghost because you've said it.
Yeah.
You've done the respectful thing to do. But like, up until that point, like, just do the right... It's not hard to send a text. Like, it's because you're so scared of somebody reacting in a certain way. Like, cool. Even if worst case scenario... Say you've been dating somebody and you've led them on a bit and you're like, I've got to end it with them now and, like...
Yeah, still do it.
Yeah, still do it. Because the worst that can happen is they're like, what? Like, hey. And then you have that conversation. And then
at least you've done the right thing, right? Even if you led them on, you're kind of like, well, I've done the right thing. A little question. We're going to go into different things now, but what is your worst dating story? Because we've got one from Charlie and I think he needs to talk about it. And I want to know.
I don't have a great one, you know. Like, I don't really have... I've never had a date that's been so bad. But I've just had a date that's just been a bit, like, boring.
Yeah.
So, and that's, like... I think I've spoken about this before somewhere, but I'll say again, like... Have you ever been in a situation where you're like kind of getting over somebody a little bit?
Yeah.
So you're like, let me go on this date and just see what the vibe is.
Make myself feel better.
Yeah, make myself better. And you'll sit there and you're just like... This was so much more fun with that person.
Yeah, oh no.
And you're just like kind of bored and like, you're like, oh. So I've been in situations where the date's just been dry.
Do you feel like I've been on those dates and they're horrible. And what I do is I end up drinking because I can't stand it because it's so boring.
I just end up making an excuse to leave early.
So for me, like if I'm really hating a date that bad, I'd probably just say and just leave.
Oh, but no, I'm not talking about it being that bad. I'm talking about it being you're having a perfectly pleasant conversation with a perfectly nice person, but the vibe just isn't there. You don't want to mix them right over the table.
But then can you not just be like, look, I'm going to be honest, like, I'm not feeling it.
You could do that. That's ballsy. I don't think I could do that. What's your worst date story?
It's funny. I've been asked this question before, and I don't. I'm like you. I don't really have the craziest bad story. The one I have is. It's really bad, but it's actually, I don't know, you can tell me if it's bad. I was supposed to go to an event and this PR company, JJ.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, I'll come to this opening of this restaurant. And I was like, yeah, I was supposed to go. And last minute I was booked for another job. So I was like, I can't come. And a girl went there and she was working with JJ. I think it's actually her manager. And she DM'd me after being like, oh, I thought you were coming to this event. And I looked at her profile, I was like, oh, she's quite fit. Like, okay, cool. I was like, oh, hey, yeah, I suppose I can come. And then we started chatting a little bit. And then I was like, let's go on a, you know, date.
Yeah.
Took her out.
Wait, so you hadn't met her at this stage?
Haven't met her at this stage, just messaging.
As in she just messaged you about going to an event.
Yeah.
Oh, she's fit, let's go on a date.
Yeah.
Fine.
And then I looked at her profile, right? And I was like, okay, she looks a bit younger than me.
Okay.
And I was like, and you know me, I normally date women that are older than me or like similar age.
Okay.
I've never actually dated anyone younger than me. Apart from on the show or whatever. I was like, okay, she might be 21 or like 22. I was like, okay, that's
fine. Did you ask for ID?
I should have. And I got to the restaurant and she comes in and I could, as soon as I saw her, I was like, baby face. I was like, you're
young.
You're young. Like not even like, you're young.
How young was she?
And she comes in all like heels, all glam. I was like, you look great. But I'm like, you are so young. So sat down and you can see in my face. I felt really bad because I was like, oh, fuck. Okay. So we started talking. And in the first 5 minutes, I was like, by the way, like, how old are you? And she was like, I've just turned 19. I was like, oh, yeah. And I was kind of like, I did say, she said, is that a problem? I said, look, let's carry on this date. However, I do feel a bit weird. Like, I'm a little bit older than you.
Yeah.
And also, it's not even just like, I can date a 19-year-old if I want to, but it's more, I don't want to date someone who's 19. I'm in a way different headspace, maturity level, everything. Enough. And we had a date, and then it was such a boring date. Like, the poor girl, she started talking to me about her father's job, and it was about burying bodies in walls instead of the ground, and she's got business. So I think I told you about this.
Yeah, you told me about this. Yeah,
and
it
was fascinating. I was like, wow.
She's gonna see
but this. Wow, it was so boring. And I remember, and to the point I was trying to leave, but it wasn't happening because she kept on talking. I was like, how do I get out of this?
Oh,
and
gosh.
Then they were closing. The restaurant was closing. They're like, "Where you're the last customers." I was like, oh, thank you.
Oh,
and then
God.
Left. And then after that,
yeah,
it's
just dry. Yeah, like, yeah, that's like, I've had dates where I've just like gone, and then he tried to kiss me at the end of my boring date, and I was like, please don't.
Have you do you pity kiss?
You do. I have done.
You do. You pity kiss.
I have done. I
now every guy's gonna date you'd be like, hey, she'll kiss me anyway.
No, I won't now. I won't now because I did once because I was like, oh, I'll just, oh God, no, it's just so dry. No.
Yeah. What, so sometimes it's easier just to give them what they want and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
In this one situation, it was kind of hard to avoid it. And then I was just like...
Why was it hard to avoid?
You kind of said bye and then it was just... I would have really had
I'm
to,
not
like,
gonna lie, though.
Swerve.
You got to swerve.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like,
I have done since.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, if a guy is lunging in for a kiss when you're not giving your fives that you're going to kiss, he's confident as fuck.
Yeah.
No.
Because, like, I...
Oh, God,
I wouldn't go for a kiss unless... Well...
Unless you're really...
You got to feel it.
Yeah, like I would be confident.
How do you feel it? What's your tells? What's your tells?
Probably body language in terms of she'll subtly touch you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, my
you're
God.
What, and, you,
and all that. And you're like,
well,
okay,
I mean, you probably would have been
in.
Touching her too, right?
Well,
not
but,
in that way, but I mean, like,
body,
there would have been a
the
bit mutual. There would have been, like,
you
mutual,
know,
like...
You know. When you're, when you're in someone on a day, you can... Because I think... I
can tell by the way someone's looking at you.
100%.
You're just sat there, you're talking to somebody, and you're like...
If they look at your lips...
Yeah.
Honestly, that's a big tell sign. Yeah. If you can see someone like the lips, they're like that, and you're like, okay, you wanna.
So, have you guys ever gone in for the kiss yourself and been like, rejected?
I've never gone in for a kiss.
You've never gone in for a kiss.
Have you not?
Girls don't really go in for a kiss though.
I've had a girl.
Let me think about this because I actually think I might have. But I can't remember. Let me think. Yeah, once.
And did it successful?
Oh, I've told this. Like, I've spoken with. It was at the time, but then. Then he ghosted me.
Guys,
this is the Chucky's podcast. You can hear this story.
I think girls who I find women that are quite forward really attractive.
Yeah, I do.
It's just more time I've not had to. Sorry that like it's just.
Right.
No, just in a situation where it's like
I don't have to.
I don't know.
I will very much give the vibe where it's like I might as well have.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, as in like.
You like the guy to be like assert the dominance.
It's not necessarily that. It's just that like maybe
dominance.
I would if he didn't in that moment. But like more time is like you just do a couple of little things and then they'll just do it.
Yeah,
you know.
I like that. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna nearly end this podcast.
Yeah, we've got
a last segment.
We did a question. Well, it's not a game. It's more.
Time,
it's more of a little question time thing.
It's playtime audience. Q&A.
Did you get some good questions?
We got some questions.
Got some great questions.
We got some. Yeah. Do you want to start this off?
Yeah, I'll start it off.
Am I gonna? Are these gonna be?
No, they're not that juicy.
Actually, to be fair, they're very.
They're
tame.
Actually really tame.
Cool.
There's one that's a little bit juicy. I actually want to know, but
okay.
Right. So the first one is from Iron Stuff. I don't know how to pronounce that.
I feel like people might not want you to read their names.
Loan. That's an L.
Is it?
Yeah. Loan.
Yeah,
no,
people
no,
might
no,
not want
Loan.
You to read their
anyway,
names.
Yonis.
Anyway, this is a question. Is it true you're going? Sorry, let me start again. Is it true you're going to Eurovision to represent Greece?
Fingers crossed.
Wow, that is sick.
Because I hadn't spoken to you about this, but I saw it like on Facebook or like
it's been
not
on
Facebook.
In the press.
Anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I would literally love to represent either like Cyprus or Greece, like in the Eurovision. Wait, hold on, let me say that again because I'm rambling. Like, I would love to do the Eurovision, like, just represent Greek culture.
You'd kill it. You'd kill it.
I would honestly love to.
That'd be unreal.
And I'm in, like, I've officially been submitted by this label called Panic in Athens, like, the biggest label in Athens, and they put people forward. But the channel out there called Twitch is, like, the BBC, and in Cyprus, this channel called Rick, they make the decision.
Yeah.
And there's loads of factors, but I would just love to do it. And I feel like, because it's based in the UK this year, well, next year, it's like, I feel like I have a really amazing opportunity with my platform here to 100%. Really shine a light on my culture, like, in a way that, like, wouldn't be able to if it was somewhere else or whatever. So, fingers crossed, send me good vibes.
Yep.
Sick. And, yeah. I like that. What's the song as well?
I've written three songs
really?
To submit.
That's amazing.
But there's one in particular that is like...
What's it called?
I don't know if I can say. Yeah. I'll play it to you after.
Okay. This is cool. Okay. Honestly, that'll be
honestly,
mad.
I really would...
If you get on it, I'm 100% coming
to
Europe.
I'm going to have to come to Liverpool.
100%.
100%. Yeah.
Okay, next question. This is from Tim. Top three things coming from Love Island.
So, just like more people listen to my music.
Yeah.
It's been really, really great.
Nice.
Some really great friendships, including you.
Oh, thanks.
Some real, like, genuine friends that, like, I will, like, be friends with for a long time. And number three, like, just a little bit of, like, just financially, to be honest with you. Like, as an independent musician, you're not making money from music. Like, I was not making money from music. I was trying to, like, working in different ways, making money in different ways. And now, like, there's just more
brand deals,
things like that. Exactly. And, like, you know, being able to choose brands that I'm really aligned with. Like, I've just done something with Bose, which is, like, you know, the earphones, so, like, keeping it music or brands that I like. So, yeah, and I'm able to then use that to put into my, like, music, because I have my own label and stuff, and rather than really be, like, seeking, like, I need a deal, I can just do it. So, yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. Love that.
How about you, Charlie? You might as well answer that too, because...
top three things.
Playtime podcast.
Mm-hmm. No, not yet. Well, yeah, it's one of them. No, definitely, like, the people I met, just the experience in general, it was, like, mad. Like, just, you wouldn't get it anywhere else.
Yeah. It was a mad experience.
Yeah. It's like a once in a lifetime opportunity, really. And then three, I don't know what else, really.
I know.
What?
I won't say it, though, because...
Go on.
I'm not on this podcast. We can do it later.
Go on.
All the girls that he's...
Yeah.
No, I haven't been that active on that.
You
front,
have been so active.
You have been... We
anyway,
all know.
Let's move on. Would you ever do a song with H?
Yeah, I would love to do a song with H. Because
you know H, right?
Oh, well, I've met him. I've met him, and then, like, we follow each other on Instagram and stuff. But, yeah, I think he's sick. Like, and his new album is wicked.
That would be a dope collaboration.
That'd be so sick. Yeah, H.
Yeah, H. You're listening to Playtime Podcast.
I'm going to a show on Saturday. Next Saturday, actually, yeah.
Nice.
Sick. We kind of answered this question already, but when is the You Can Have Him music video coming out?
I don't know an official date, but it's going to be... Well, it'll be out by now.
Okay, sweet. Yeah. So you guys can actually go on YouTube, Spotify, all that kind of stuff. Go check it out.
How did you build your booty?
Fair.
Honestly, that question, when we put the Q&A, it was the body. Because, look, we have to say, you have an amazing body.
Thank you.
You train a lot. You train very, very hard. And even when you walked into the villa, everyone was like, damn, this Greek goddess came out.
So what is the secret?
Consistently training. Like, do you know what? There's no cheat code.
But you do different types of training. You don't do weights. You do Muay Thai.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, you do a lot of things. That's for my brain, though, because I get bored if I'm doing just, like, the same thing every day. Honestly, I don't know about you, though. Since the villa, like, my routine has been off. Like, I've been really having to fight to keep my routine in order.
Yeah.
But I just, like, train and, like, eat high. If I'm trying to build, like, just eat high protein and just be, like, balanced.
That honestly, that's really good to hear, because I think anyone who is looking as a female wanting to change their body, I think they get really scared about eating protein, lifting weights, so that I don't want to be bulky. And it's like, it's actually the opposite. Like,
you won't get bulky, unless you're going to take steroids or something. Like, you physically won't get, like, too bulky. Like, if you're lifting weights, especially if you're, like, isolating your bum.
Yeah, you know? I think you've got a very, very good outlook on it versus most women, like, in terms of, like, working out, like, not shying away from, like, eating what you want, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, and just balance, like, you know, because I love, like, I'm a foodie. I love good food. So, for me, it's, like, just having good days and bad days. So, if I want to go out and indulge and eat what I want, the next day, I might maybe do, like, a fast like in the evening, or do like a really do like a low carb day. It's just balance. But like, you know, there's no shortcut, there's no cheat code, especially if you do it in an unhealthy way, it's not sustainable. Build the booty in the gym, girls.
I just started that booty.
You just crumbled
booty, the booty. Yeah, you said booty. I was like, oh, I can't look at that now. Those booty gains. Woo.
We're still due to do a training session. Guys, we need to do a session. You need to come into the ice bath and the sauna because you're the flakiest.
Parties and ice baths I need to make.
Why don't we do a gym session and do an ice bath?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Turn on in a guy.
Roadman.
But like turn on like as in like just in a characteristic or like a turn on like
whatever you
like. Like a physical turn on for me is like neck kissing. That's like
really
and like strong eye contact.
What about okay? So without the physical stuff, what's a turn on a guy before it gets physical? Like
like really confident in himself, like and it's just like
you're like a man's man, don't you?
Yeah, I like a guy who's just gonna just
throw you around. Look at you. You're like,
not going to say that, but just someone who's just confident is just going to be like, for example, like if a guy's like straight away, like, okay, yeah, I'm taking you out. Okay, cool. Where are we going? This place at this time.
Yeah.
And it's just quite like, just
assertive. Yeah.
Assertive. Yeah.
And we got two more questions. Any plans come soon?
Any plans
that no one knows? Like was anything that you can kind of tease people?
Just music stuff. Like I've just got a project coming and just music.
Sweet. Okay. Yeah.
Good. Finally, we've got two questions.
And a new collection from Antonio Bronze as well.
Oh, very nice. When's that coming out?
I think we're looking to launch around the end of November. So
okay, sweet. Well, this is literally coming out then. So perfect.
In time for Christmas as well. Exactly. Not that people wear bikinis at Christmas. Anyway.
No, we're doing some dresses and stuff. So
are you? Nice. Now we have a question from your mother.
Yes.
Your beautiful mother.
Two questions.
She's so funny. What has she asked?
So Antigone's mum basically put a question in our question box on Instagram.
She's the mum that like follows all my friends.
Yeah.
So the first one is, how much does she love her mama?
I love my mama very much. She's very cute.
And the second question is, who is her favourite parent? That is tough.
I don't have a favourite parent, but like I'm close to both my parents, like in different ways. Like my dad and I get along, like me and my mum butt heads sometimes, we're quite similar.
Yeah.
So in terms of like, just like chill vibe, my dad's like more easy company.
Yeah.
But like, I'm definitely closer to my mum. Like, and my mum's like so much fun as well. Like I took her to Bagatelle with me and the girls not long ago.
I mean, I love
see her on
and
your
no
story.
One spots her as my mum. Like,
no, because you all look the same.
I see her on your story sometimes when you're out and she's just like there, like having it. Like,
yeah,
she
loves it.
Like, it's actually really nice to see like you're that close to your family and it's really important. And it's like when you're out with your sisters and everything, and it's just a party. And also you all look very, very, very similar.
My mum and sister are like doppelgangers.
Oh my god,
it's really mad.
Well, Antigone, you're the best.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
That's the end of playtime.
That's
round three.
Playtime is over. Again, please follow all the socials. Go follow our beautiful Antigone. She's got music videos, music, concerts, who knows? Maybe Greece, Eurovision's coming up soon, so check it out.
Send me positive vibes.
We love you lots and we'll see you for the next podcast. See ya.
Thanks for having me, guys.